actually can't tell you when I'm blushing. That could be another problem. Straighten, I'm medically qualified, so I hope you wouldn't think it presumptuous if I say you ought to sit down before you fall down.
You think she's gonna faint because he's a Negro?
If the volume was a little low there, folks, but I hope you could hear it. That's a classic scene. That's a classic scene in American history.
It's actually a wonderful movie. The thought behind it is not great, but it's a fantastic movie.
All right. Well, anyway, folks, Bruce, hang on in case you have another thought. We'll be back after this break, folks.
Okay.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. Boy, I'll tell you what, I've got the next scene for you. Bruce, are you still with us there in Arizona? Bruce, can you still hear me? Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I think we lost Bruce. Okay, Bruce dropped off. But anyway, I really appreciate, Bruce, if you can hear me now, I appreciate you directing us to the actual movie itself. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is not trivial. This was a huge movie. guess who's coming to dinner has become like a catchphrase in the English language. Sidney Poitier, maybe the most prominent black actor ever. Spencer Tracy, huge. This is a huge, huge movie. And you just heard the scene where Katharine Hepburn finds out, realizes from her daughter, who's just all bubbly, like, oh, I'm engaged, mommy. It's a horrible subject made very skillfully. Now they're at home, they're on the veranda there at their home. Catherine, Dr. Poitier, and the beautiful, very beautiful niece of Catherine Hepburn, very beautiful white girl, just that sort of heartbreaking thing you see walking around town nowadays is a girl that any white man would crawl through glass to get a chance with her, walking with somebody who's not even white. But now here's Spencer Tracy. He's come home from work. He's got sort of a newspaper in his hand or something. He's got his business hat on, and he's walking through the house. And he's coming out the back veranda, and listen to the dialogue that happens. This is the discovery moment for Dad. Mom had her discovery moment, which is full of tears. She's about to faint. Her jaw is shaking. Very well acted by Katharine Hepburn. But now here is Dad coming through out onto the veranda. The volume's a little bit low, so you have to listen carefully. I've got everything turned up as high as I can go. It's just the audio on this YouTube is low. Here it is.
There he comes.
How are you?
What's happened? What are you doing here? Tilly said there was a doctor
here. There is, Dr. John Wayne Prentice. This is my dad.
Tilly, how are you? Nice to know you, but what is it? Is something wrong?
Oh, of course there's nothing wrong. I just decided to come home early. Dr. Prentice and I met in Hawaii, and we flew back in the same plane this morning.
Oh, well. Sit down. I thought something was really wrong. Tilly
is behaving very strangely today. Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I have a date to play golf with Monsignor Ryan. How are you? What's the matter? You haven't chilled?
No, darling, I'm fine.
Doctor, were you practicing in San Francisco?
No, sir. I'm just here for one day.
Oh, well, where is your practice? Hawaii?
I'm not established in any one place. I'm in tropical medicines, mostly in Africa these past few years.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting.
Everything about Dr. Prentice is interesting.
I'm sure it is. Well, I wish I had more time.
Couldn't you be half an hour late and stay and talk with us?
I loved it, Joey, but I mustn't keep the Monsignor away. No, I'm going to be later. So this, will I be seeing you later, Doctor?
You certainly will.
Good.
Well, Dr. Prentice will be here for dinner. Matt.
Oh, fine. Then you can tell me all about
there's a great deal to tell, too, isn't there, Mom?
Well, fine. See you all later.
He's walking away, but now he turns around. He's worried. He walks back out onto the veranda. Very worried look on his face.
What the hell is going on in here?
This doesn't make sense either.
Well, I told you, didn't I?
What did you tell him? Look, Chris, if you don't explain to me in the next few minutes what you three
I
are playing at...
I can explain it, Mr. Drake.
You can? Well, let's have it.
Well, it's my fault. See, we have a sort of a situation here. Joanna and I didn't just meet in Hawaii. We spent a good deal of time together. I mean, all the time after we met. And, well, we had this problem. I fell in love with your daughter. And as incredible as it may seem, she fell in love with me. And we flew back to San Francisco to see if you or Mrs. Drayton would have any objections if we got married. Joanna told her mother as soon as she walked in, and I had the stupid idea that maybe there was some way to break this gently.
You got to see Spencer Tracy's face. They're just silent.
You're making John and me nervous.
Am I? Well, I wouldn't want to do that. Wouldn't want to make anybody nervous. How about you, Chris? You nervous? Sit down, Doctor, before you make me nervous.
we'll pause it right there, or we'll end it right there. But that was an incredible Spencer Tracy's face, you know, showing utter distress. Katharine Hepburn's the same thing. That's a classic moment, Paul. And what they're doing, of course, America, before that movie, it was utterly unthinkable to marry outside your race. You know, I mean, not the timeline's a little bit off there. The unthinkable era would be before World War II. But 1967 is only a few years after World War II. So all those people watching this movie, my dad and my mom, for instance, in 1967, I had just graduated high school myself. My young parents had been in World War II. My dad is in the Air Force, and my mom is a wife of an Air Force man. And so they were coming from that before World War II world in which it was unthinkable for a white girl to marry a black guy. And so this movie, I think, is a key moment in the shift of our culture away from our own heritage and past, Paul.
That's right.
And it's really worth, you know, this stuff is done. The people that do this stuff, these are masters. This guy Rose that wrote this movie, a genius. I mean, you could just, you know, the director. I wasn't familiar with him, but I'm Stanley Kramer, obviously a genius at movies, one of the greatest of all time. This is masterful movie making, masterful propaganda, masterful manipulation of the mind of the audience, the expressions, the faces. You know, you have to watch the scene. You know, a lot of the acting, of course, is not in what you could hear. It's in the faces. There was a whole scene there where nothing was said, but a whole lot was communicated by the faces of the four people sitting on the veranda overlooking San Francisco Bay. Of course, they weren't overlooking San Francisco Bay. They were in some studio in Burbank. But, you know, this is incredible, Paul. And this is that art form of getting into the brains of us white folks.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, all of us, you know, we wonder, how did we get here? How do we have this situation? I use the example of Tiger Woods, the white girl that he married. I'm trying to remember her name now. One of the most beautiful white women who ever walked the face of the earth. I mean, an unbelievably beautiful woman. And you ask yourself, what in the world? She could have any guy. I mean, she could line him up, you know, 2 miles long. And she could say, and I need a non-refundable deposit of $1 million for each guy I interview. She'd get it. She'd get it. I'm forgetting her name now. And she was beaten and abused by Tiger Woods. And then they got divorced. I forget the exact details. But their marriage didn't work out any better than, you know, another one of these, you know, calamitous mismatches. And anyway, we got all into all of this with Colin Kaepernick and the protesters at these NFL games. And then there's a parallel history there, Paul. I gave the history, and we read an article here on the air from the Indianapolis Star, dated, let me remember, it was an article dated December 7th, 1955. This same era. This is a time that Paul and I both remember. 67, yep. We were out of high school. 55, we were in elementary school. And in that article on December 7th, the mere presence of a single black player on the Pittsburgh Panther college team was enough to make the governor of Georgia proclaim that he did not want the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets to play the Pittsburgh Panthers in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, which was the premier football game of the whole year, frequently for the national championship. And that was normal. That was a normal state of affairs in 1956. The Sugar Bowl would have been played a few days later. But in 1955, on Pearl Harbor Day, it was normal for the governor of the state of Georgia to tell the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets to not even go to the championship game because there might be a black player sitting on the bench, a running back for the Pittsburgh Panthers. And he said, you've got to leave that guy back in Pittsburgh. Now, these people, these were your parents, folks. The people in Georgia don't have horns, and they aren't like strange people with that drool or have fangs. They're great white people, just exactly like you if you're not from Georgia. They're not different in Georgia. And the governor of Georgia is not a creature from the lagoon. These were normal, healthy, bright people of your ancestry. And this was their norm in 1955, you know, which, Paul, you and I remember clearly.
Yeah, that, absolutely.
So from 55 to 67, you know, an 11-plus year period, almost 12 years, you get to Sidney Poitier taking out the prettiest girl in town, and he's going to marry her, and she's all just thrilled with the whole idea. So that tremendous generational gap that, you know, our enemies have tried to instill, and they continue to do it. They're still doing it. Your parents are squares. Your parents are dopes. You're much more cool. You're younger. You go out with black guys. That's cool.
Oh, you're pretty good there.
Yeah, your dopey parents looked around for other white people to date and marry and to have children that looked like them with. You know, what a tremendous mental meltdown has gone on in this process. And that's what we're dealing with now. You know, the whole thing, what is the great cry now? You know, what does Donald Trump have to deal with? And what is the fight between the left and the right? It boils down to this, the R word again. It's over and over. It's the R word. So we've got this battle between two worlds, the impossible, insane, crazy, kumbaya world of the communist paradise where race does not exist, and you actually have left-wing professors in universities, probably in just about every university in America today, there is a sociology professor or an anthropology professor who is actually telling the students that race is a social construct. It doesn't exist. There is no scientific base for the differentiation of different subspecies of humans.
And that's just so utterly false. It's like saying there's no such thing as weather. It's just what you kind of think, what you feel when you're in your toes when you get up. You know, it's total nonsense. But, you know, impressionable people have their heads filled with this dangerous, dangerous nonsense.
Yeah. And it's a battle on all fronts. And then here's the pushback. Now here's the resistance. I mentioned Stephen Miller at the beginning of the show here. I learned it just this morning, you know, surfing around on the internet. I noticed that Stephen Miller went to SAMO High, Santa Monica High School, the Santa Monica Vikings. That's my hometown. So Santa Monica is a small community. I surely ran into or saw probably numerous times Stephen Miller as a kid. I would be a grown-up because he graduated in 87, I think, from SAMO. I graduated in 65 from Palisades High School, which was right next door to SAMO. And and before our high school was built, that is actually where one of the places we would have gone to high school. But anyway, Stephen Miller caused waves at Santa Monica High School when he said he told the Mexicans at Santa Monica High School to speak English.
Oh no! What country was that in?
Hey, we got a little break here, folks. We'll be right back. Hey, this is a great chance to call in at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The good times ain't over for good. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. And what I love is someone bright enough to see.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. And you know, Paul, when I began this show, I had no idea it was going to turn into the Sidney Poitier Spencer Tracy show for today's edition. But I'm going to dwell to finish the story, so to speak, and not leave you hanging. I've gone to the end of the timeline of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. This is a 1967 movie. I was 19 years old at the time. Paul, you were what, about 20 or 18? Are you a year older or younger than I am? Paul might not be near his microphone. But I'm going to play for you this the closing scene where Sidney Poitier is sitting there with Catherine Hepburn's niece, and the black parents of Sidney Poitier are sitting at the table. They're at the Drayton home. That's the name of the Poitier, or the Spencer Tracy family. And they're sitting in there in this elegant home with this obviously affluent couple. And so there's a bunch of Hollywood gimmickry used here. I won't play the whole scene for you. The build to this is that they're all sitting at the table and Spencer Tracy is making his final decision about whether he will give the blessing to the marriage. And the buildup sounds as if he's not going to give that okay. So everybody is sitting there thinking Spencer Tracy is going to say nix, nix on this marriage. But then there is this moment of, I forget the term in film writing. I used to do this stuff. I took courses in it. But there's a moment of transition or a turning point in the mind of Spencer Tracy, and he reveals it to the audience here. He's going to give his blessing. And here's where that comes out. Then after he gives his blessing, and everybody's teary-eyed, the black parents, Mrs. Spencer Tracy, they're all teary-eyed. Then he says this. Now we get the propaganda lecture here. Let me go to that spot in the timeline where we get Spencer Tracy's lecture written by William Rose for all of us white people. This is the lesson that we were supposed to learn from this movie, and that sadly a bunch of us did. Here, let me play a little of this. He gives his blessing here. Here it is here.
The memories are still there. Clear, intact, indestructible. And they'll be there if I live to be 110. Where John made his mistake, I think, was attaching so much importance to what her mother and I might think. Because in the final analysis, it doesn't matter damn what we think. The only thing that matters is what they feel and how much they feel for each other. And if it's half of what we felt, that's everything. As for you two and the problems you're going to have, they seem almost unimaginable. But you'll have no problem with me. And I think that when Christina and I and your mother have some time to work on him, you will have no problem with your father, John. But you do know, I'm sure you know, what you're up against. There'll be 100 million people right here in this country who will be shocked, offended.
I'll come right back to that. Right after the break, I'll come back to just a few seconds of that. 100 million people that will be shocked and appalled. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, we certainly are politically incorrect.
Something politically incorrect.
Now, folks, this is one of the great moments in political correctness. You're about to hear it. I think it's worth playing. I certainly am learning from it today. I had no idea we were going to go here to this movie. But, you know, you go back and you look at your own life and there are turning points where your world changed. You know, there are certain moments. This is one of them. Now, this scene, I just looked it up during the break here. Spencer Tracy died in 1960. He died in 1967. He died the year this movie was made. This was his swan song. That's interesting. But is that true? Yes, it is. He died in June 10th of 1967, 2 days after my 19th birthday. So he died right after this movie. A cause of a heart attack. And the buried at Forest Lawn in Glendale. Katharine Hepburn, raised by a liberal family with very liberal views, she died in 2003. But now listen to this scene at the end here. I'll set the scene again. I'll just use the actors' names. Dr. Sidney Poitier sitting there with the very beautiful white daughter in the movie of Katharine Hepburn. Her name is, I think, Katherine Houghton. Then I wonder what became of her. I'll look her up in the next break. Spencer Tracy is standing. He's sort of lecturing the crowd as the pater familias, and giving his pronouncement. He has now given his blessing to the marriage and but now he goes on to his social lecture, and here it is. This is really, really classic stuff. I'll turn the volume up as much as I can on this low volume rendition here, but here it is.
As for you two and the problems you're going to have, they seem almost unimaginable. But you'll have no problem with me. And I think that when Christina and I and your mother have some time to work on him, you'll have no problem with your father, John.
Who is that?
You do know, I'm sure you know.
Is that
what you're up against? There'll be 100 million people right here in this country who will be shocked and offended and appalled at the two of you. And the two of you will just have to ride that out. Maybe every day for the rest of your lives. You can try to ignore those people. Or you can feel sorry for them and for their prejudices and their bigotry and their blind hatreds and stupid fears. But where necessary, you'll just have to cling tight to each other and say, screw all those people. Anybody could make a case, and a hell of a good case, against your getting married. The arguments are so obvious that nobody has to make them. But you're two wonderful people who happen to fall in love and happen to have a pigmentation problem. And I think that now, no matter what kind of a case some bastard could make against your getting married, there would be only one thing worse. And that would be if, knowing what you two are, knowing what you two have, and knowing what you two feel, you didn't get married.
Oh, I'll end it right there. Oh, my goodness. Paul, could you hear that?
Yeah, very, very audible. No problem.
Oh, my gosh, folks. Now, what you don't see there, tears are running down everybody's eyes. The Monsignor is there, Monsignor Ryan, who would obviously be an Irish Catholic priest with a name like Ryan. And Spencer Tracy himself, on his father's side, an Irish Catholic. My gosh, what a scene. Listen to that, Paul. We were called bastards.
Yep.
You and I. Because we would oppose this marriage. We're bastards. And then he said, the correct approach to take for you cool young people is screw it. Screw those people. And what your mother and I think doesn't really matter, but as it turns out, of course, Katharine Hepburn is crying like crazy in the scene. And folks, remember, this is all manipulation. You know, Katharine Hepburn isn't really crying. These are actors. And that is, you watch the scene and you think she's feeling this tremendous emotion. And, you know, they go through the scene over and over and over again. They take acting classes over and over again to feign sincere emotion. That's what acting is. Now, in the case of Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn, I think they do believe what Spencer Tracy just said in the movie. And we know Sidney Poitier does. He had a grand time with white girls. That was an amazing, that really had an influence on society. Young people, you know, I was 19 years old, you know, a rebellious, like everybody who's 19. Now this movie it didn't have an effect on me, thank goodness. But lots of others, you know, here's your top female actress, Katharine Hepburn, one of your top males, Spencer Tracy. Big deal movie, Technicolor on your local theater screen. You paid 50 cents to get into the movie. You paid 25 cents for the popcorn. And you know, it sinks into your brain, Paul.
Yeah, it does. And it's interesting that attitudes change very much in the intervening, maybe decade. By the 70s, on cock shows and so on, it was almost de rigueur to have a Negro buddy. Yeah, you know, I was trying to think of the Mod Squad. There was some guy with an afro, some willowy blonde, and I'm not sure what the other person was. But the the attitudes changed. Now I'm not sure whether the polls would show that society's attitudes changed a lot, but certainly the propagandists became much bolder in the so-called entertainment that they were shoving at us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is an amazing, you know, and you know, you and I, it's an amazing thing, Paul. You and I have lived really, you know, what a dramatic, you couldn't have lived a more dramatic sort of lifetime from the 1940s, in our case, to, you know, when you and I will check out, which will be sometime around, let's say we both live to be 90. I would be checking out in the year 2038 if I made it to 90. I have to eat an awful lot of broccoli and spinach to make it that far. But the you know, what a trajectory we've watched. And by the year 2038, you know, you give us the number there, which is only hypothetical. It's probably you know, an underestimate of when this will happen. That the tipping point when America will become a majority non-white nation is 2041.
2041, and probably a bit earlier. Canada's 2050, but those figures are old, so we're probably looking at somewhere between 2045 and 2048. It's remotely possible. You know, if I live to be 100 or 95, I'll see it. I mean, unless we can stop it, and there's a fighting chance, you know, you will see it.
Yes.
You know, again, we don't want to see it, not because either of us wants to check out, but because we want to stop it. That's the whole purpose of the American Freedom Party. That's the purpose of the work I'm doing up here in the Dominion of Canada. We don't want this. We don't want to be replaced.
Yeah, exactly. And the now, of course, then connecting this with the Trump phenomenon, here, out of the blue, has come this individual who he's created something that we're calling the Trump train. He's created it with something we're calling the Trump phenomenon, but it's a man simply speaking the truth and talking back to this political correctness. So the example operative today, Donald Trump has doubled down and hit up the ante on the NFL nonsense, saying that these clubs are going to be wrecked if they don't, you know, straighten out. And the but I made the point earlier, Paul, before you came on, that I appreciate truth in advertising and honesty. I like people to put their cards on the table. And these NFL players who are essentially saying they hate America, yeah, they're putting they hate us. It's more accurate. They hate you and me, and all the rest of you out there in our audience. They're actually being truthful when they say this. So I don't know that I want them to cover it all up again by having a bunch of screaming matches in the locker room where the owner says, look, I'm going to fire, you know, and he starts using Donald Trump's language, I'm going to fire all you sons of bitches if you don't go out on that field, and I'll shut this football team down and so on. I don't really want to see them go back to the charade, the kumbaya, you know, that they're, you know, with and the flags waving and they're standing erect. I kind of prefer the honesty of the current scene.
Yeah, you know, they're being called out. And you know, pop marks to Donald Trump for fighting the way he is. And it's a war. That's what it is.
Yeah, and you know, white America... See, you know, what is football on Sunday, folks? What is it? How is it different from Spencer Tracy and who made this movie? Was it Stanley Kramer? How is it different? Or was it Sidney Pollack? I think it was Stanley Kramer. Two guys were real close friends. They appeared in each other's movies. But the obviously members of the tribe. But the It's entertainment. But entertainment, you know, Hollywood realized entertainment is the most powerful and direct route into people's brains. Movie stars, movies, singers, it's a direct route into people's deep into their minds. And so I prefer that on, you see, these guys blew it. Let's not impute to our enemies total genius and skill. They make a lot of mistakes and they do a lot of stupid things. One of the stupid things is this Colin Kaepernick thing that's gone viral. They had a great thing going with the NBA, which was turning into the Negro Basketball Association, and the NFL, which was turning into the Negro Football League. They were bringing in millions of white people, paying billions of dollars to watch these games that another race was playing. You know, and look at the progression. I mean, it's just going in the direction of it. There will be the NBA is now basically all black. The NFL is headed in that direction. So they had this going. This was like a Sidney Poitier and Catherine Houghton situation where white people were basically being entrapped into spending their money, taking their family, taking their kids, lionizing people like Colin Kaepernick in the way that Spencer Tracy is lionizing Sidney Poitier at the end of this movie. I like it better that people are saying what they actually think. And Donald Trump has really sparked this. He has lit people's fuses so that people on all sides of the issues are being more frank and blunt about what they really mean and what they really think. And I think this is good, Paul, because, again, to drag in another metaphor, I think you and I and the rest of us white folks, we were being – the treatment we were getting and that was working very effectively was the boil the frog treatment.
Yeah. And George has mentioned this a number of times before, that I think the way he's put it is that football just isn't what it was, 20, 30 years ago. It's kind of no longer our thing.
Here's a note of Paul. Pardon me for inserting this. It's a note of levity. Don't lose your thought. I liked what Yogi Berra said. The future ain't what it used to be.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt your thought. No, go ahead.
I think George's point, though, has always been very good on that. Maybe this will push a substantial minority of white viewers into saying, I don't need this stuff anymore. Maybe I'll watch my local college football team if that's what I'm into. This is really just no longer for me. It's insulting me.
Yes,
and I think that's kind of key. It's insulting me, and it doesn't respect me.
Well, here's the challenge for the left, for all the kumbaya. Do we have any kumbaya people out there in our audience listening? I'm talking to you now. Here's your challenge, left winger, and that's this. I mentioned boiling the frog. What is that? Metaphor, boiling the frog. The idea. I don't know if this is true, of course, but it's just a thought that if you throw a frog into a pot of cold water, he'll happily swim around in there. If you raise the temperature on the poor frog gradually, he won't realize he's being boiled. He'll just stay in there until he's dead.
I'm assured by people by zoologists that is true. But anyway, I know we've used that metaphor quite often because it's key to understanding our people.
Right. And the essence there is gradualism, so that you won't notice that you're being subverted if it's done gradually gradually step by step. On the other hand, if somebody just blurted out what they're doing, if the Bolsheviks just blurted out, this is our plan for you, in the style of Lazar Moiseyevich Kaganovich, who informed the white folks of Ukraine, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're all going to die this year, right now. I mean, that's what he did. Now, unfortunately, he was able to do that because he had total power. He had total police state power, so he didn't have to hide his hand. He could just, Gregory Stanton fears for South Africa, it had gotten so advanced that they could just go to the final stage of genocide, haul out the machine guns and mow you down.
Yeah.
But on the way to that, when you have to rely on deception, you've got to pull the wool over people's eyes. And we'll come back to that. A great chance to call in, folks, during this break. We'll be back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Thanks for joining us. We've been fortunate to have Paul Fromm with us for the first 2 hours of today's program. Paul, thank you for your insights, and I know you've got to go now. So a tip of the hat to you as you part, but thank you so much.
No, thank you very much, and I'll be on hopefully with a more detailed report tomorrow night about the terrorist attack in Edmonton, and of course maybe I'll have more information about a city that's very dear to me, Marseille. There was a, as I mentioned before, two women stabbed by a Muslim terrorist following Allah Akbar at the central station in Marseille yesterday. We're at war. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you can even tie it together. I think I read a story that Colin Kaepernick is dating a Islamist jihadist. Yes, we'll have more detail tomorrow. And of course, they withhold the names and the identity. It takes a day or two to get this stuff out of the police and the politically correct politicians.
Oh yeah, and apparently Kaepernick's foundation gave, I think, $25,000 to an organization named after a woman who shot and killed a Chicago policeman about 30, 40 years ago, and she's fled to Cuba. And it's a foundation in her honor. And he gave, I think, his foundation gave $25,000 to them.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, looking forward to that. That'll be tomorrow night. George is not with us until George may be back about Wednesday. He's got another obligation, but he may be back with us Wednesday. And Paul, thank you so much for being with us today.
Okay, I'll catch you tomorrow then.
All right, so long, Paul.
All right.
Folks, we got 1 hour left, and I'm going to change the topic a little bit here. Actually, a lot. We're going to leave Sidney Poitier and Spencer Tracy and guess who's coming to dinner and talk about another really huge thing we haven't talked about much on this show. The media isn't talking about it. The lamestream legacy media is not talking about it at all. And it may be, among the hugest or even the hugest story. One of the two or three top stories as to what's going on. And of course, it does pertain directly to race. And that is the rise of China. Folks, let me recommend to you, you need to watch these two movies by Peter Navarro. Now, Peter Navarro was appointed by Donald Trump in a brilliant move to be the head of our trade policy. We'll talk about Peter Navarro, these amazing movies. I'll play you a couple seconds from them right after this break. You won't want to miss it. What's going on with China? We'll curl your eyebrows. See you then.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.